Hey, I subscribed to your podcast to listen to random shit for the first 5 minutes. Not this Earth of Battlecraft stuff you're doing. Get your shit together.
This is the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. You're listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 355. 355. I want to get that wrong.
It can't be 355.
It is. Can you believe it? It's crazy.
Okay.
Show's been on the air for a while, man. I want to say we are at our, well, let's see, started in 2006, so 8-year anniversary, just about.
Wow.
No, just over that. Just had it.
Wow.
Should have celebrated.
Wow. And what I mean is we talk about wow.
Yeah.
Only wow.
No, that's what you... jibber jabber here. No. Justin Bieber. No. Macaulay Culkin, who's hot
in
the news.
I don't even watch regular news anymore just so that I have nothing that I have to worry about talking about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody turns on regular news around me, you know, it's I punch them in the face. Mm. I yell and I scream, turn that S off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then I immediately go to MMO Champion.
Right, exactly.
To cleanse my brain of all things.
Your entire life, your life is nothing.
Yeah.
But wow and wow information. Yeah. Good, good.
All these people in chat are saying something about a Justin Bieber person. I don't even know who that is.
A Bieber person?
Yeah. If there is such a person, he must exist in the World of Warcraft, or else I would have heard about him.
Canada want him back at this point, though. You think they're just like, you know what? Bring it, send him back up here. It's fine. We'll take care of him. Well, you guys don't have to worry about it anymore. I feel like they should step up. That's all I'm getting at. We would do it. Look, if one of our guys came up there and just pissed all over Toronto, we'd bring him home.
Have we never done that? We really should do that. I think it's time.
I think it's, if it hasn't happened 5,000 times, then it'll never happen. Hello, everyone. And it's a show. We're back. We're here. Terpster is probably, we're not sure because I haven't heard from him, but probably in the throes of wedding prep. His wedding is, I think, a week away.
Maybe you didn't hear Terpster got pulled over for speeding in a Lamborghini.
Oh,
he's kind of drunk.
Did he block off two streets with a couple of SUVs?
Yeah, his entourage.
What a douche. His Take him back to Bristol. Jeez.
But that's WoW related. So
it's pretty wild because Terpster's involved. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from. He's probably, it's just a guess, but I think he's in the thick of getting ready to be hitched. And I think that happens like next weekend. So I would not blame him if he had things come up that he was unable to get to the show because of, but maybe he'll show up mid show. We'll let him in. It's not a problem. Like vampires, you have to let him in or they can't come in.
Well, no, we have to invite him or else he can't come in.
Right. The threshold, whatever that is, like you can't cross the door arch without us saying, yeah, you can, we have to say,
we will always
come on in.
Allow Terpster.
Well, of course. Oh, he's our kind of vampire. It's fine. So anyway, let's get to the show. We got stuff to talk about. So I raided last night in a raid that you were too tired to attend, and I was probably too tired and should have not have attended.
Well, I didn't know I was too tired.
Right.
I thought I was ready.
Yeah.
Turns out I was too tired. And
you came home and said, my body is ready, that you fell asleep, and then you said, my body is not ready.
I don't know what I'm doing on Thursdays
that
is just making me feel so pooped, but...
Is it specific to that day, do you think?
I don't know, but that's 2 weeks in a row now. I've done this on Thursdays. So there's something about Thursday, and I really need to take it easy. Thursday should be my new day of rest, apparently, so I can be ready for raid, because Sunday is a tough day to raid.
Yeah, I agree.
Because stuff happens.
Sure.
But
social things kick up.
So social things, football games.
Right.
By the way, I caught a lot of heat for saying something about Seattle fans.
Explain. Yeah. What'd you say?
I don't know. I honestly thought I was doing normal sports crap talk, but apparently it was heartbreaking.
And, really?
Sorry if I broke anyone's heart.
Wow.
I didn't think it was that serious, but
I don't recall this. Anyone in the chat room have memory of...
Trust me, Seattle fans, I don't hate you.
Hmm.
I just was about to play you. My team was about to play your team. So it was normal sports crap talk.
Yeah, well, you have to go with the team you live by. I mean, you have to. The 49ers, you can't just ignore.
The team you grew up watching. Of course, I root for the 49ers.
Right.
And we were playing against Seattle.
Right.
You know what? If we were playing against Denver this week, I would be saying crap about Denver. It has nothing to do with you personally.
Right.
So just understand that.
Yeah, and be prepared, Denver, because we're coming for you.
No, actually, Denver, you're off the hook.
Oh, okay. So, Denver's your team now. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to pick two of the lesser evils, right?
Well, neither team is evil, but I will root for Denver.
I was just trying to get you to dig another hole, get some more trouble.
Team is evil. Both teams are going to be good. It's going to be a great Super Bowl, but, you know, I'm sad that we're not in it.
Oh, it's going to be a hell of a game.
We were in it last year. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have 5 rings. Seattle has none.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get one.
Yeah. Well, they have rings.
I hope it's just a great game.
I think it's going to be an amazing game, and I think I'm extra excited because it'll be our first Super Bowl in the new house, and kids are looking forward to it. We're going to make homemade wings and all kinds
of stuff. I'd imagine there's a lot of Colorado or Denver fans.
Oh, yeah. No, it's our – okay, so here – let me give you a quick – this guy's loving this, the dude at home who doesn't want to hear about Macaulay Culkin. He's loving this segment. You know what he might say right now? He might yell this at us.
Stick to the subject. God damn it.
That's what he'd say.
But what he doesn't realize is this is the subject right
now. Yeah, it is.
We are sticking to it.
Right. Plus, we're in the desert of January and February, folks. There's less to talk about with WoW. But don't worry. We got stuff, so hang in there. But I want to tell you just kind of how this works for me. Utah does not have an NFL team. We have an NBA team. For some reason called the Jazz. When we bought them from New Orleans, we decided not to lose the name. Which is fine. And we like the Jazz, and we've come pretty damn close to our own rings a few times. But
it's like all those lakes in Los Angeles.
Yeah. The best we ever played just happened to be during a season when Michael Jordan was at his peak, and that was bad for us. So we lost to the Bulls in those playoffs. Anyway, the point is, we people love sports here. Big football state, the big rivalries in the college towns and stuff like that, BYU, Utah, these big colleges freaking love to go at each other's throats. And BYU, in particular, has produced great football players that have entered the NFL and done well, specifically Steve Young. I can't think of the other guy's name. He went to the Eagles, and then he went to Ty Detmer.
The legendary
Ty Detmer, who kind of fizzled out. But who was the Bears dude in 85? Jim McMahon.
Yep.
BYU alum.
Shades. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we have this thing of doing that. And when we sent Steve Young to San Francisco, and he took over for the legendary Joe Montana. Yes. That was a huge deal around here. Like everybody ate that up, and they became the default team for this state. However, when they're not in the running and they're not doing well, which has been quite a while now that they haven't done very well, we get behind the Denver Broncos. That's just the way it works.
Because they're close.
Yeah.
They're close by.
They're close by. Now, that isn't to say, that doesn't change how much I love the Green Bay Packers, because I do.
Oh.
But that's just me. I can't speak for anyone else around here. I've just always liked the Packers. I think any team that can play on the surface of Hoth during the hours when Luke had to be pushed into a tauntaun deserves our damn respect.
That's true.
That's all true. I got to say about that. But yeah,
I do give a lot of credit to the Packers and their fans.
Yeah, they're good
for what they do.
Jeez,
although I hate them as a 49ers fan. So go ahead,
send your emails. Sure,
tweet at me.
Tweet him.
It's cool.
Let him have it. Okay,
I can take it.
I did rate. You sure can. You're a man. I rated last night, but I probably shouldn't have. I was so tired, and really going into it, I was like, man, I haven't rated in a week. I really want to do this. I need to get some loot. I need to feel the hot friendship on my face. I need to get in there. And so I did.
That friendship that hot? Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, Nevermore's friendship is very hot.
Yeah, very hot. But, except she wasn't there, sadly. She wasn't there last night. But anyway, we rolled, and it was fine. And I had just come off an episode of Comic Dorks and had rushed getting the show up, and I was just a little tired. Podcasting wears you out mentally and physically. So I was going in a little bit drained from that piece of business. And played along, did fine, kept my end up of the deal, you know, provided the DPS I can provide and did what I had to do. Got no loot, as usual. Got all the way through to Captain Butthole. What's his name?
Are you earning enough of those coins that you can re-roll ever? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have those. I still have enough to do stuff. And I'll re-roll.
Re-rolling and still getting no loot?
Yeah, I'm doing it, doing it strategically on rolls where I know I have upgrades. Okay. And so I'm not wasting them, and I'm still just getting gold. So that sucks. So all the way through to him, nothing. And then everybody started going, all right, well, I'm going to call it a night. It was like, you know, we were a little early than normal, maybe 20 minutes ahead of schedule. And I thought that meant, oh, well, as usual, here's a new boss that's going to take us way longer than 20 minutes. So everyone's peeling out. So we'll just call it. You know how those nights go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm hearing everybody say that. John says, yeah, I got to go. And somebody else says, yep, I'll see you guys tomorrow, whatever. So I just went, oh, my gosh, I can barely open my eyes. I'm getting out of here. Click, click, close, close, close. Go to bed. Dead tired. Wake up this morning at 6 a.m. Check my phone. And I have the following tweet or the following text that happened right after I left. From Ro. Hold on.
He says, did they think you rage quit?
He goes, done for the night. We're doing the next boss in case you're interested. Terpster said, or not Terpster, Eric wrote, where is it? He says, we're not done, you goob. I said this morning, I said, oh, crap. I thought everybody had bailed.
Was it break time? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, it's like it was a few people leaving and you forget with, you know, flex rating.
Flex rate. You can bounce if you want to.
Yeah. And get the hell out of there and keep going. And so
which is why I considered showing up when I actually did wake up at 9.
Right.
Now I wish I had because, you know, but there was a few weeks prior, I think they said something about having a full 25. So.
Mm. Yeah, they did fill up two weeks ago, though, there was no room for anybody, which was weird. We should have done normal on that one. But I guess you can't do that, actually, can you? Well, you can.
I think if you start as flex, I don't exactly know how it works. I wonder if you, maybe the chat room knows, if you're at like 24 and you add the 25th player, do you just automatically turn into a normal 25 man, or are you still?
Well, we weren't. I know we were still flex even when we were 25. So I assume because you can drop in and out, people can DC in and out, that doesn't work. I assume you probably have to get out, get back in, reload, and start over.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Okay. I've never done it.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Because you'd have to like start the progression over and over.
Yeah. But I can tell you, aside from all of this, in my Blizzard world generally, despite the fact, you know, we got full open beta now with Hearthstone, which we'll talk about in the news a little bit, and some other stuff, I got a StarCraft 2 itch yesterday, real bad. And I haven't had that in a while. So I played some AI matches in StarCraft.
Really?
Not after the raid. This was earlier, but just a couple. Just knocked a couple
That's
out.
That's an itch I never get anymore. Like, I don't know. To me, StarCraft is now just like, I'll just play the campaign of the next expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm done.
That's like, kind of...
I'm so sick of sucking at that game.
It's true. There's a suckage... There's a point of suckage where you're like, why am I doing this? And I do that often. But when I'm playing with friends, it's really fun.
Yeah.
I didn't do that yesterday. But once in a while, I get this just kind of, I want to build stuff and send it over the hill and dominate somebody.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. I get Diablo itches all the time.
Well, Diablo itch, yeah. I mean, but that's, you know.
That's different.
That's a game. If you feel like you suck, you just like, oh, just drop the difficulty down a little bit. Bang. Yeah. Good to go.
Yeah.
But, I don't know what it is about StarCraft. It's like, I want to play. It's, you know what it is? It's because I know I can play it competitively.
Yeah.
I know that that's how you're supposed to play it.
Yeah.
And I cannot justify putting in the time or effort to learn how to do that on a level that would make me happy.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be interesting to see what you do with Heroes of the Storm.
I'm going to play the crap out of that.
Well, the question is in my head is, will it drive you to be in that same level of competitive play that you do now with Hearthstone and everything else when it really does have its roots in an RTS. I mean, it's very, I mean, it's hero focused, but there's still a lot of RTS crap.
But you don't have to manage,
armies,
five different parts of the map at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
That's to me is the thing that I'm sure I could learn that skill. I'm sure I could train that skill in myself, but, I don't know. I just, to me, it's like, I want to think about the thing that's in front of me and not five other things at the same time. It's just a little much.
Yeah. Well, and plus, I mean, I know there are probably people who master all three. There are people raiding heroic. There are people playing at a high level in StarCraft and ranked really high, diamond level or something. And they're, you know, Paragon 100 in Diablo. I'm sure that human being exists somewhere.
Oh yeah.
But somewhere. But I think that's rare. I think for the most part, these games, each of them have a strength that either will appeal to you as the dominance thing, and that's what you'll play most, or the others are just lost on you. Like StarCraft is just lost on a WoW player, or WoW is just lost on a StarCraft player. And it's an interesting thing because I think part of Blizzard wants to make it so all three of these things are part of your everyday life and soon to be four things.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you can
do that. There's no room in everyday life.
Right. Time for that.
Not at the level of see, like I like to be good at it if I want to do it.
Exactly. You know? That's my whole
point. With pool. Like, if I want to play pool, I would like to, I would like to win.
You would like to win. Right. Yeah. If you're going to play StarCraft, you should be in it to win it. Or what else is there? It's just a casual, weird affair that's not really all that fun for you.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just I'm there for, Jim Raynor.
Could totally see that. Anyway, I do enjoy StarCraft. I have a lot of memories of the original one, and I played the hell out of it in the 90s, and I just kind of want to go back occasionally. So what's going on with you in the game? Anything fun?
Well, so Paladils and Deathdils are almost to 90 now because of the fact that I have to log into both of them to create my Sky Golem.
Mm.
When
you're leveling through crafting and stuff?
Well, yeah. So I have to log into Deathdils to mine up the ore.
Yeah.
Then I have to mail said ore to Paladils to have him convert that ore into living steel. And then I have to mail some ore as well to Dills so that he can convert them to Jard's power sources.
Right.
So basically, I'm logging into both of those characters quite a bit. And then with Paladils, too, the thing is that you can bypass the daily cooldown on living steel transmutes if you earn enough motes of harmony or whatever, spirits of harmony, right?
Yeah.
So that means the only really way to do that is to kill stuff.
Right.
So I'm also doing, I'm just like, I'll log in and I'll just quest for a while or queue up or something.
Yeah.
So just, little by little, I'm just going through the levels. And I believe they're both 89 right now. So,
oh, wow.
I'm on the cusp of having 390s again, which it's been a while since I've had like multiple characters at level cap. I basically just got Dills to 90 and then was like, cool, I'm good to go. I used to have like, 5-6 characters at level cap. And this time around, I got Dills there and I was like, that's enough for me right now at this point in my WoW career. Sure. So
was it Cataclysm last time you had multiples at 80?
With Cata, I had 5, I believe.
Okay.
I had the Druid, Paladils, Deathdils, and Dills. And what else? Something else. I can't remember now. Warlock, maybe something like that. I can't remember now.
Mm.
I had a lot of characters at, max level, and now I don't. So it's kind of cool to almost have these guys there, especially with some of the stuff they've done to kind of speed up. I know, like they said at first that this patch was, or this expansion was very, non-alt friendly, if you will.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's gotten much better. So, I'm excited to have these guys up there because I know I can just pop over to Timeless Isle, get a bunch of gear real quick. I already even have a bunch of gear from Dills going over there.
Yeah.
So as soon as I hit 90, I can kind of gear these guys out and then pop into LFR, do a bunch of raids that I've already done so I know how to do them, quickly gain gear that way.
Yeah. I feel like Timeless Isle is a real,
you skip right over a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
Cool.
I think that was always the plan, but I don't think they ever sold it as that.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that's totally what that is. That's like Booster Island, it should be called.
It really is. It's like, here you go, catch up.
Yep.
You're in the thick of things now.
Catch up island. Yep.
So I'm excited to kind of see that. I'm excited to see that that process like firsthand, because I know that that's the process a lot of people have gone through. I haven't gone through it because I got, I got Dills to 90, like, at kind of the same pace everybody else was getting to 90.
Right.
And that was all before this Timeless Isle stuff, when Timeless Isle came out, for me not having a 90 or a second 90, an alt 90, basically meant that Timeless Isle was, and didn't mean a lot to me at the time. Like, I already had better gear than most of the stuff I was getting. There's only like really the trinket, and the trinket was kind of a grind because you had to get 50,000 coins. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it wasn't something that I felt I had to go do every day.
Do you end up getting that trinket, by the way?
No, I don't have that trinket. Actually, the trinket that dropped for me is like so much better anyway.
Yeah.
This is kind of always what happens. It's like there's some sort of piece of gear you can get from dailies, but you got to grind for, several weeks straight,
yeah,
logging in every day to get it. And then by the time I get it, I've gotten a better piece just from raiding one night.
Just dropped off some boss and flex. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's whatever. But there's still, it's good that those exist because some people don't raid, period. So this is a way for them to get gear.
Big grats, by the way, on taking second place in that Hearthstone tournament. What was that thing?
So there's weekly tournaments. There's several weekly Hearthstone tournaments now, which is cool. There's the Mana Grind one. There's the 2P tournaments. Mana Grind actually hosts a bunch of different ones. They host like a Swiss tournament as well. And if you don't know Swiss tournaments, it's like a Magic thing too, where basically you play everybody else, like kind of round robin style.
Yeah.
So you play a lot of games, win or lose, and that's kind of nice. But they can take a while. But this was just, you know, a straight up ladder, straight up bracketed tournament.
Yeah.
Best of three. I think there was something like 80 people in it. Although I don't think all 80 showed up. Maybe the final number was somewhere closer to like 65 or something like that.
Wow.
But basically it was just log in, you know, play best of three. You pick one deck, one class, and then you can sideboard that deck so you can swap cards in and out after the first game. Then swap cards in and out after the second game, whatever, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I just burned my way through that thing pretty quickly at first and then got to the final eight. Started to realize like, oh, I'm pretty far, and then won that, and then got to the, and actually that was against a guy who was ranked number five legend at the time.
Oh, good Lord. I saw your stream for a bunch of this. It was pretty intense because every time you'd win a match, you're like, well, shite, I might.
Yeah.
I may go all the way here.
This is the first tournament I ever played. So it was like, it was an experience I had not had before. And I wasn't sure, you know, I felt like, oh my God, these decks are going to be so refined and perfect. And everyone's going to play is going to play so perfect. And so this is going to be really tough. And I'll say this, it actually forces you to really, you know, when you're playing on the ladder and stuff, or you're playing in arena, I generally will a lot of times make decisions very quickly.
Yeah.
I will assess the situation. I will already have thought about what's in my hand at the time, things like that. So I'll just kind of do the thing that I think is the right move fairly quickly. But when you're in this tournament setting and you have to assess what kind of deck you're playing against, then you have to adjust your decisions based on that because you have an idea of what might be in their deck. And you have to decide, is it in their hand at this time? Like so there's a lot of there's a lot more that goes into your thought process on each turn.
Yeah, it seems like a different animal to me.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. It was really intense, and it was fun. And played against the current King of the Hill in the semifinals. He beat Trump in the King of the Hill, and Trump is one of the he's still like the only sponsored Hearthstone player.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But his name is Reels. He's a really good player.
Yeah.
And then got to the finals against a guy named Chalky, who was playing a really cool shaman deck. And apparently Chalky is like on a super win streak right now.
Yeah.
He had won like three tournaments in a row. And I think I should have beat him, but I disconnected in game three.
Oh.
And lost that game.
Oh.
Like my entire computer crashed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. It sucks so bad. On the stream and everything, entire computer crashed.
Oh.
I get back in and basically the rule says that that's a loss unless you agree that it's not.
Yeah.
So, you know, I asked him, I was like, it's up to you. And I was like, I'm not going to be mad at you. It's the finals, you know, I understand if you take the loss.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, I'm going to take the win. I think I kind of went on tilt a little bit and I switched decks, like almost completely changed my deck up, switched like the type of warlock I was playing.
Yeah.
And then the type of warlock I switched to was the type of warlock he was like ready to play. So anyway, so I lost the last game. Then he actually was kind enough to offer to continue on. Like, we'll throw that game out if you want to keep playing. And I was like, nah, it's cool. He earned it.
So, look at the sportsmanship going on here.
Yeah, the sportsmanship of both sides. I think it was nice.
That's right. You're not like a cornerback who's all.
But, you know, I mean, it wasn't like a big money tournament. I think what we earned basically, was MLG credits basically that can then be used to buy into real money tournaments.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
So this is an MLG thing.
Yes.
Sponsored deal or whatever.
Yeah. Promoted. But I'm going to probably do some more of these now that I kind of got a taste for it and realized that it's something I could do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your first tournament coming in second place, that's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. So I'll see if I can actually win one of these things.
I'm impressed.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. There you go, folks. There is some news this week. Let's get in and get, I guess, some of it. Sort of. Kind of. Maybe.
Big news of the week.
The big news of the week brought to you by DoghouseSystems.com. DoghouseSystems.com. I helped my son save money over the last couple of years to buy him one. And he's really excited. It's actually being built right now, and he's nice. Stoked.
I need to get one so my computer stops crashing.
Yeah, no more crashing in tournaments, man. You don't want that anymore. Get a doghouse now. Get it for the year of awesome PC gaming that's ahead of us. It's an incredible year for PC games. And I love my doghouse. I love Steam. I love my WoW stuff. I love everything on there. And you will, too. Use the code Henry at checkout for double the memory. That's still a deal you can get. Double the memory with the code Henry at DoghouseSystems.com. All right, the new female character model is here. They're showing it off. Chris Robinson, Senior Art Director of World of Warcraft, said this. This is a first of a series of articles we're creating to bring you closer to the development of the character model revamps that we've announced at BlizzCon. One of the important notes here was we're increasing the polygon count significantly, in this case going from less than 1,000 to over 5,000 polys.
Oh my God, it's over 5,000!
That's a lot of polygons! How many sides are there? Everyone is pretty familiar with the human character models in WoW, says one of the artists working under his tutelage, who is working specifically on this female model. But working on these updates gives us a chance to embellish and fill in the blanks. For the human female, this meant we could give her more muscle definition and personality in the face while still staying true to the overall look and spirit of the original. Hopefully, this will also help show her as more of a capable fighter that she is. Remember, she would never blink. Now, the female models were famous for never blinking in the old stuff. Apparently she blinks now.
Well, she has no her eyeballs aren't real.
No,
she doesn't need to keep them moisturized.
No,
it's cool
in video game land. We're fine with it. We're cool, with it.
She's just polygons, man. Sometimes in some cases less than 1,000.
Yeah, that's right. She looks great, though. I mean, I have to say, there's more personality in those still shots of the face.
Oh, there's shading. There's, I mean, it like the great. Before, it's just this white blob of, you know, fake skin. Like the only place there's shading, cleavage.
Yeah.
Cleavage area.
Cleavage area and some shading. Yep. That was it. Because that's
they
where
really
you would.
They really improved the bangs, too. Yeah. Now the bangs are much better.
Hair's better. I'm sure animated better. The interesting thing about the faces, Blizzard's doing something here that I wasn't quite sure they could pull off. WoW's always been stylized and not cartoony, but, you know, it's always been a little exaggerated. That's been the point. That's why the engine's lasted as long as it has, and it's, you know, been fine. Whereas, you know, EverQuest 2 looked like mannequins by year two.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, why'd you try to go so realistic? Because that just doesn't hold up over time. This idea to go stylized was really smart. But they've done something here with this new model specifically, and I think the undead female we've seen as well shows this, because these are the more sort of humanistic, you know, looking versions of them. I don't look at that face and immediately go, oh, yeah, exaggerated cartoony face lady. I look at them and go, they've hit the perfect middle space where that doesn't look like a cartoon or some CGI thing, but it doesn't look like perfect human being representation realism thing.
No,
either.
It's not some AI stuff or whatever. It's like, it's actually still a little bit cartoon. I mean, the eyes are really big and all that stuff.
Yeah. It feels just right to me.
But yeah, there's the details, like the actual, like there's kneecaps and there's toenails and there's, you know, there's a belly button. There's, you know, it's actually somewhat like a person.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Right. Her feet are a big improvement. Look at those old feet, man.
She's still got quite the two piece on though. Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Well, okay.
That is a V, a deep V in the bottom area.
It
right
is
there.
Right there. So here's the question, actually.
Not your mom's bathing suit.
You were, well, unless you grew up in 86, 87. I was going to say, one of the things that actually concerns me with all this, and they've like doubled or tripled the resolution, the texture resolutions and all this kind of stuff. So everything's improved. But once again, at 90 and on, I mean, you're just covered in armor all day.
Yeah.
So
unless you're dancing on a mailbox,
I guess. So there'll be a lot more of that for a while. You know, people showing off with their mama gave them or whatever.
Yeah.
But
what Blizzard gave him.
What Blizzard gave him. But I hope anyway that all of this is not just lost under big old, you know, armor and stuff eventually, because it kind of will be. That's just going to be the way it is.
Yeah.
Maybe Blizzard will make it easier for you to just swap into walking around clothes or something when you're not raiding, or I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that, but you'd hate to see all of this really hard work and all this detail go completely unnoticed because everybody's in 5 feet of armor.
Well, I think the new armor will probably show off this stuff more. I think like armor sets from here on out will allow for these character models to be a little more prominent, but it's going to be weird when you still are like transmogging to old stuff, and the decision whether I want to do that or not is going to be weird, because if I'm going to take like really cool new extra polygon gear and then I'm going to transmog it to something that came out in vanilla WoW, it might look awkward.
Did you hear those sounds that just made, by the way?
No.
Did this make a sound? You can't hear that?
Nope.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. The system made a weird noise and I did not want that on the show. So that's great.
Good.
Anyway, it's fascinating to watch this stuff evolve. They're going to show more soon. I can't wait to see what the dude looks like with his new stash for the humans.
Bring on the dudes.
But yeah, it's all good. I'm excited to be playing what looks like almost like a new game by the time we get it.
No, it's going to feel, it's going to feel like a really different game.
Yep.
Just by changing up the graphics. You know, I mean, we've gotten so used to the graphics. It sounds like chat room can hear that.
Could they hear it? Maybe it recorded. I don't know. If you didn't hear it, I think I'm okay.
All right. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
All right. Good.
But anyway, so yeah, the graphics alone will make the game feel very new. And the fact that we're changing a bunch of mechanics as well. I mean, this is going to feel, Terpster said it right after BlizzCon, like WoW 2.0, basically.
Yeah, I agree with him.
So I'm excited, man.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hearthstone went into full beta since we last talked. I want to talk real quick about, I'm sure you guys are going to go into all sorts of detail on the Angry Chicken, which people should be listening to. But I am very curious from your point of view, does this mean sooner than later release of a full non-beta game? Does it even matter at this point? Because an open beta may as well be the final game. Like, where are you at on that? What do you think? Where's your head?
It's, full release will be once all the bugs are kind of worked out. Because there's still some major kind of, they're not game breaking, but they can make you win or lose a single match.
Yeah.
But I think we're pretty close. The game feels very polished, minus like a couple of these interesting bugs. So there's the minions dancing on the board bug still exists, and that needs to get changed. There's still a couple of floating minion bugs. There's still some card return bugs. There's still a few interesting bugs that are in there. But the fact that it's open beta means that the servers are stable enough to handle an influx of new players.
That's what they're testing right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but the fact is, like, they're just like, come on in, you know, everybody come on in. The next major time they're going to need a bunch of new servers is when it's time to launch on like iPad, you know?
Yeah.
So I think we're pretty close. I'm not going to predict a specific date, but I'm going to predict we're within like a month to 2 months from straight up, bam, here's the game.
Okay.
Probably closer to the, I don't know.
Like
probably
closer to March, April, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
Because they still do need to put out one more patch to, they're probably still going to do a couple more small balance changes, mm-hmm. but not any major one, maybe just one or two cards. Mm. But then there's going to be a big bug patch. Which means they're going to fix all the major outstanding bugs.
Well, good. Someone,
because these have been in the game for a really long time.
Well, the floating the dancing minion thing is, I see that all the time, and
it's
terrible. I still can't believe that's in there.
It's really bad because there's cards in the game that specifically rely on where you place your minions on the board.
Yeah.
So, you know, that placement bug, that just really screws things up. When you play cards like Defender Vargas, which buffs things to the left and right of it, and you don't know where your stuff is, it really sucks. And that actually happened like a couple times in the tournament, you know?
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Did you watch? So when you were playing the tournament, did you get to see others playing as well? Or did you just straight up just pay attention to what you were doing in it?
Like, if someone else was streaming, I could have watched their stream or something. But
I guess that'd be cheating in a way then.
you can't watch the guy you're playing on his stream. Yeah, you'd see his cards and stuff.
Yeah,
but
you wouldn't want to do that.
When I streamed the finals, I streamed it with a delay. So
got it.
But yeah, you can watch the bracket and you can see how people are doing. That's the other thing that the game really needs, because it's pretty obvious that people want to play tournaments.
Yeah.
They want this to be kind of an esport, so that means Blizzard really needs a spectator mode, like a full on spectator, like really well done, really polished spectator mode, similar to what StarCraft has.
Well, I'm glad these tournaments are cropping up, because this will drive it. This
exactly.
Will, this will drive
exactly.
It, push them to do it. So,
and I'll say this too, like, so me and Garrett and Jocelyn at the Angry Chicken, sponsored by Doghouse as well,
are doing,
you know, a Angry Chicken Invitational.
Yeah,
we already had the players play it. And it's been a long time since they've played, because it's so hard to put this content out there in its current state. We actually have to take all the videos that the player sent us and then edit them from both sides, because we can't have one video that shows one side.
Yeah, you can't flip between them. Right?
So it's a lot of video to render and all that stuff. So it's taking a long time to actually put this content out. Yeah.
That guy did it in Fraps. That guy used OBS. This guy used something else.
Yeah, they sent us a bunch of videos, all in like different formats and different sizes, and you know,
resolutions.
And these are the kinds of things that you have to like account for, obviously, in this current, you know, this current situation. But we didn't, because we'd never done this before, so we're figuring all this out on the fly, and it just makes it much more complicated. Like if it was you know, spectator StarCraft style, we could just log in and watch their games
thing, and then
we'll
record it
ourselves.
Yeah.
And do it all live, like bang, right there. Yeah. Here's our tournament.
They need to do that. Well, clearly they've got the tech. They got a way to do it in StarCraft. Do it for
exactly.
Here.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. It's not the priority right now is fix the bugs, get the game out.
Yeah.
But hopefully, when the game launches, like one of the first things they do is going to be get the spectator mode in there.
Yeah.
And I know they're aware that they, you know, we've talked to them about it. They can't give us a date or anything like that, but they're aware.
Aware of it. Quick note to StarCraft players and other Blizzard news. StarCraft Arcade is now free to everyone.
Oh, man.
Quote, really? Now tens of thousands of games, even those requiring Heart of the Swarm, are available to absolutely anyone who downloads the little player thing and wants to play. So all the mods, the official Blizzard ones, all the stuff that's up in there, that is all playable by anyone, anytime, anywhere. That's kind of a big deal, A, if you're into that stuff, but B, it's a big deal from the perspective of this is almost Blizzard's second free-to-play game. I realize it's not full StarCraft, but that's a lot of game for free.
Because
some of those mods are straight-up StarCraft with a few tweaks. I mean, it's really that arcade stuff is ranges from crazy complete overhauls to very similar to what you've already been playing games, including a lot of Dota clones and tower defense things and World of Warcraft remake crap and Warcraft 3 remake stuff. And if that's all just straight up free to play, I mean, you're essentially getting a big, big free to play game from Blizzard that didn't exist before. So anyway, it's kind of interesting how that's going to play out.
I'm going to have to play a bunch of this stuff now, because I wasn't playing any of it really. So
there's some cool stuff in there. Like I always like digging games in there and messing around, and you know, I did a few video series of some of that stuff, because some of it's just weird as hell. And just somebody made remember Combat for the Atari 2600, just straight up two tanks rolling around trying to shoot each other. There are like hundreds of those in there.
Yeah.
And they're good. Some of them are really good, like play really well and are totally fun. I wish there was like controller support for some of that, but whatever. This, you know, there's some really creative stuff going on. Some are very small, interesting experiences. Some are big, complicated ones. And I mean, even that, the beta or the kind of partial build of that complete StarCraft based WoW MMO style game built in the engine, that's up there and available, and that's now free. So, I mean, all of it, it's crazy to me. In fact, some of that stuff, if you're not really into strategy games, or like you were saying earlier, you don't want to like put your all into it to become really good at it because you don't have the time or whatever. This might be the thing for people like that, because these are a bunch of other experiences that don't require, you know, online dominance or high ranking or anything. It's just for fun. So
yeah.
Worth checking out.
You know, I wouldn't take any of these seriously either, which is like, just if I suck at it, fine.
Yeah. Mess with it. Get out. Try,
I remember
whatever,
BlizzCon with 3 years ago or whatever it was, the last time before this one that I'd gone to.
You went to 2010, I think.
Yeah, everyone was playing that Star Jeweled stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the floor. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a big whoop at the time. And those are all in there still. All the Blizzard made ones. So yeah, it's kind of a cool thing if you were always on the fence with StarCraft and now you want to do something for free, there's no reason not to do it. You've probably already got the launcher, so now you just install it. It's a freaking piece of cake.
I think you do have to have just the basic StarCraft game, though, right? Like, you have to own that.
I think they...
Like, you can't just do this if you don't have that game.
I thought it was... No.
I think you don't have to have Heart of the Swarm, though.
I think you just have to have the starter install.
Oh, okay.
Which is like their demo, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's all you ever need.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty sure that's what this article had said.
Well, welcome tons of new players.
Yeah, way to go, everybody. Finally, WoW movie gets a it started filming on the 20th in Vancouver.
Whoa.
Yeah, what was that, how many days ago? 4 days ago.
Zoe Bowie tweeting about it.
Well, he said, so Duncan Jones put out a tweet the night before saying, going to start shooting the movie tomorrow. The movie, he says, crikey, better find my specs. I assume he meant his glasses and not his paladin build. So yeah, he's that starts and it's already going. So presumably they're filming right now. In fact, I'll bet today is a film day. Somebody is on camera.
Someone's dressed like an orc right now.
Yeah. I did a little research on one of the guys that got hired, and I already forgot his name. Forgive me, everyone. But he's the guy that stars in that Vikings show on History Channel, which is really good, by the way. I'm really impressed with that. I know History Channel seems like a weird thing to apply original dramatic programming to, but they kind of nailed it with the Hatfields and McCoys thing. And this is really good too. It's the same guy that did the Tudors, Camelot, like all those historical drama things. It's that same creator. And it's all about Vikings and this guy that went on to become king for a while.
Check that out.
Oh, it's good.
All my time's been taken up with Sherlock, though.
Sherlock's good. Well, you only got like what, three to pop, and then you're out. So you'll rip through those pretty quick.
They're like movies.
They are. They're like three movies per season. It's a weird. Yeah. It's weird how they do stuff.
I like it.
I like it too. But you should check it out. It's good. And the guy that stars in it, if he's in the Warcraft movie, which he is, really good casting. The guy's really compelling and interesting to watch. So I assume he's
Travis
on camera.
Fimmel? Is this the
guy? Yeah, that's the guy. Travis Fimmel or Flamel or whatever it is. Something like that. Wow, man. That movie's coming quicker than we think, folks. Well, 2016 still, but.
This guy looks like he's going to fit right in.
Yeah. No, you don't you think? Right on the money, I think. Yeah. All right, time for these. World of Tweets.
Tweets!
Very good.
Tweets.
Nice echo.
Yeah, sorry, back to Travis Fimmel. Just one second.
It's all right.
He's got a sweet beard in this Viking series.
He sure does. He's got
a really
cool haircut.
Beard sticks around.
Yeah, he's cool. The thing is, he's playing a guy that, in real history, I always like to look and see how accurate these things are. A little bit of a douchebag in real life, but they're playing full-on hero here, so it's fine with me. I mean, you know, King Henry VIII in that Tudors thing, the time frame that they show... Mm-hmm. In real life, he was a big freaking Jabba the Hutt looking kind of ready to die sort of nightmare.
Yeah.
In the show, he's this good looking, slim, you know,
of course.
Dude. So I'm okay with a little artistic license.
You want to look at pretty people, Scott.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the thing I like about that Vikings thing in general is everybody's just a big old ratty old bastard with giant axes and just they've got that whole Norse, you know, Varl thing just down to a science. It's great. It reminds me of Skyrim a little bit, some of it. Anyway, here's a tweet. Someone said this and asked, I know WOD, WOD, Warlords of Draenor, brings a new PvP zone. Are we going to see any new Battlegrounds maps? Not a new game type, but maybe AB gameplay with new map. He says, we're focusing on BG efforts for launch on the tool side so we can make BGs faster and creating Ashran being the big...
The big
zone.
World zone, yeah.
So that sounds like they don't want to have any at launch, or they won't have any at launch, but they're making tools to make better zone or make better battlegrounds quicker. Which
make
means,
the existing battlegrounds better.
Sure,
yeah.
That's great. That's
I
cool.
like that. I mean, I've been playing a lot of PvP, and there's a lot of different BGs right now. I don't really feel like what we're missing right now is more BGs. Mm. I wouldn't mind... like a retooling of some of the existing ones. You know what I would really like to see? I'd like to see some of the ones where the numbers are skewed one way or the other. like Isle of Conquest and Alterac Valley. Yeah. I would like to see those retooled completely. Like, fix the map so that Alterac Valley doesn't give a, you know, a, basically a boost to the Alliance just based on geography.
Right. And that's been, and people have been asking for this for years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, I think it's time. Like, I don't want to see them disappear, but I'd like to see maybe just a couple tweaks in the map. And same thing with Isle of Conquest, maybe a couple tweaks here and there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because right now it's just kind of weird. It's like, I mean, I know that there's, it's, the problem's been compounded by people just deciding to not play those, yeah. you know, which I do. I blacklisted those battlegrounds because right. you just can't win right. as Horde. And I know that there's ones that the Alliance generally blacklists as well. But it's kind of annoying. I'd like to see, I would like to just have them all selected and play any single one. But there's, you know, there's a lot of different battlegrounds you can get in PvP right now. So I don't think getting a new one is really like the first thing on the list of what we need.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they're right on the money here yeah. that what they're doing is focusing on making them the existing ones better first. And then, and I do miss Winter Grasp quite a bit.
Yeah. You are so a huge fan of that.
I hope Ashran is amazing.
Yeah, Winter Grasp, dude. And the whole, like, oh, we can't get that big dude until we take it. Now we got to go in there. We got 30
exactly.
minutes. And
it's the reward for winning, it has to be awesome so that you want to win it. You
yeah,
know?
They did have that kind of going on with Wrath.
Yeah. That thing was amazing.
That was pretty cool.
And they didn't get there again. They didn't get there again after that. So, like, I'm hopeful that they can find that again. There was just something about that. There was so much to do. So many little things that you could do to help your effort.
The Cataclysm Zone, what was that called? I forgot. Whatever it was. They tried there.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the same.
Because I played it so infrequently.
Yeah.
But they basically did like the same thing. Come on, chat room, help us out here.
Bubbernathy. I don't know what it's called. Whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. See, like, that's the thing. Wintergrass will never, I will never forget Wintergrass. But,
yeah, it even had a name that you couldn't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What's it called, guys? Chat room's slower than we are.
Oh, yeah, they're on a delay, so.
Yeah, they'll come back. I don't know. Whatever. They'll answer us. Well, here they go.
Cataclysm, Tolbrad,
duh.
Yeah. Cataclysm really did, like, fall short in the PvP sense.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, which is sad because, like, to me, PvP, I know a lot of PvEers are like, God, I just wish they never even did PvP so that we wouldn't have to balance the game around something I don't even do.
Yeah.
But the fact is that PvP in WoW is a huge deal. And there's a lot, like, if you look at, like, the top WoW streamers,
yeah,
they stream PvP. Like, people don't want to watch.
Yeah, you don't want to watch a dude take down
West or
yeah.
whatever. Like, yeah, we want to watch raiding. We want to watch PvP.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's.
It has its place.
It's an important part of the game. And I think that it needs to stay, and I think they need to deal with it and never consider dumping WoW PvP because it's a really good part of the game.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like it. I'm sorry if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Sorry that it exists.
Sorry you like the Seattle Seahawks. We get it.
But some of us do like it, and we want it to be better.
You want it to be better,
so,
sure.
Yeah. I'm hoping that that's what their, you know, that's what their focus is with this, is just improve the existing stuff, give us really, really good Ashran.
Yeah.
And, let's do this.
Let's do it. Quick question is the next tweet. It says, quick question. Are druids getting a new aquatic form in WOD? Yes or no? The answer came back, maybe. So druids, if you've been pining for a new aquatic form and you're ready to go swimming.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, if they
do
it, all the character models, like, I think they'd have to redo a bunch of stuff for druid, right?
Oh, so yeah, druid would have to get a.
They all have to get updated a little bit.
A hearty overhaul, for sure.
It should be dolphins yeah. when they get in the water.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Down with that. You didn't know where to ask this. Blizzard mentioned quest items gone from the bank in Warlords of Draenor. Did my amulet of draconic subversion disappear? The answer came back, and this is just interesting if you're worried about things in your bank that are quest related. Don't know yet. Could be considered a toy. Perhaps if you still have the quest, may be kept. Very up in the air right now. No important.
No important.
I think he means we know it's important.
Like,
it's important. He's trying to get his 140 characters in there.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a big deal, actually. My bank is totally full of random crap mm-hmm. right now.
Me too. I wonder how much of it's just going to go away.
Well, I don't want it to go away. I just want like something like the pet interface, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for all this stuff that's like, this you know, this just creates a thing on the ground for 5 seconds. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Should just be in some other list so I can have them all on me all the time.
Like my Vargoth guy, my Vargoth dude or whatever his name is. That waves at you and will laugh if you tell him a joke.
Yeah.
That I got in like Silver Moon or I don't know where the hell I got him. But that guy, I don't want him ever to go away. And he was a quest reward thing or quest use thing. So.
So I want all of those types of things. And the fact that they said,
when I'm not busy making faces at the
oh my God.
Sorry, did not mean to.
The fact that they said toy with a capital T and all that stuff, I think they're leaning towards this. This is going to be what we have is some sort of a toy interface. Like, here are your toys.
Yeah. Or they're really into that Richard Pryor movie.
Anywhere, all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. And they may well do that. All right. It is time for Town Crier.
Why, it's the Town Crier.
Town Crier brought to you by Typefrag.com. I think the only good name in Ventrilo service and Mumble service. Get a Mumble server or a vent server right now for your guild, for your team, for your friends, for your whatever. And get it on the cheap. Typefrag.com. They will take good care of you. The usual number to call us here on the show and leave us messages that we'll play is 206-202-3969. That's 206-202-3-WOW. If your phone number, if your phone has little letters on it or not, I don't know. They still do that? I don't even know. The instance at gmail.com is the email address. You can send your attachments and or emails there as well. We got one here about what to do with Outlands. Check it out.
Hey, guys. I have a theory about the next expansion that I'd like to share and see what you think. I think that Outlands has become a real problem for Blizzard because it's some of the oldest content in the game, and no one's really interested in seeing it get revamped like the other zones were in Cataclysm. But I think with this new expansion, because we go back in the timeline and perhaps change what happened to Draenor, the planet doesn't get exploded, there's no more Outlands. And I think what we might see at the end of this next expansion is that the present day has a present day Draenor that isn't exploded, that's a new planet, and is now a new location for Blizzard to add more continents in future expansions. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. The way that theory works, and I don't dislike it. I actually think it's a pretty decent theory, but the only way it works is that that is essentially revamped content for levels 60 through 70. Again. So, because they still have to have a zone, they have to have zones for that, for those levels.
Yeah.
So they can't. So let's say that they do this. So what he's basically saying is, oh, Draenor will just be converted at the end of this. Well,
so basically, like when you get to level 60, you don't go to old school Outlands, you go to the new looking Outlands.
Yeah.
And
that's weird because then your timeline's all jacked up because you haven't gotten to the quote-unquote the timeline where Draenor is a big deal. Does it shift back to Draenor when you get there? But only
that's the thing. I think that the problem with that is that you'd end up seeing it before you see it, right? Like you'd go there 60 to 70, and then you'd leave, and then you'd end up going back.
Yeah, from 90 to 100, which
and
makes
it
no
be
sense.
All new when you get to 90.
Right, and the quests aren't going to suddenly be 10 levels, or excuse me, 30 levels higher now.
Yeah,
like that wouldn't make sense. So I don't think they do that. Unfortunately, I do think it's a great way to redo it and adding new continents for new content for future expansions. That's a great idea. I think that's awesome, but I don't know how you get around it.
I think honestly, it's Outlands. Yes, it feels outdated. But you know, I mean, I don't know that part of the game. It was so badass when it happened. You know, the Grand Crusade was so amazing when it happened, and I don't really want it to go away, honestly.
Yeah, I think it should stay. I mean, if they redo things and change quests around and do Cataclysm style changes, I don't know that that's too bad of an idea. But they don't they aren't really motivated right now to do that.
Well, like go spend a bunch of time and effort and money doing that when nobody goes there. Because from 60 to 70 is like a blink of the eye now.
It's nothing. You're barely in there. You hardly even have to touch. You know, Zangarmarsh to get
like
the hell out of
I don't even do any of that anymore. Yeah. I think like all I do is I post up my guy in Shattrath or wherever, queue up, And then I leave.
Then you get out and get the hell out of there. Yeah.
And I'm done. And I'm back in Azeroth.
I mean, it is a glaring hole in the overall content. I'll admit that. It's now the oldest content that hasn't been touched. The new, you know, the Azeroth stuff was all updated. So you've got this stuff that's the oldest. It's sort of just there. And it's really hard to know what the hell to do with it. Yeah. Without a total overhaul, which would be to what end? I mean, to Blizzard anyway. Like, what? How would that really serve the players? Because, like you said, most of them are just skipping that stuff because they're queuing for dungeons.
Yeah. But it, you know, it's to me, it's like a nice little, like, if I want to go kill a Fel Reaver, I can do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want it to still exist.
God, remember when you first saw that thing?
Yeah.
You hear that thing coming around the hill?
Like, oh, you just, man, be questing and you're like, oh no. And then I couldn't fly yet, so it's right behind me. Yeah. And here it comes.
The only advantage, I feel like the big advantage hunters have ever had in the game, in the history of the game, were that we could feign death when that guy would come. That was about the best thing we could do.
Exactly.
But I love that. I love that exploring. I love seeing that place for the first time. Everything seems so huge and expansive and harsh, and that's totally my kind of thing. So,
well, they're doing that again, apparently, which is what it should be, because it's a you know, an alien world, and it's dangerous and crazy and scary and
primordial stuff. That's what we stuff want. Have points on it everywhere.
Yeah, just giant beasts that will just murder you in a moment's
You're
notice.
Cut yourself, just walk in somewhere.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun.
Coming back to that.
That's right. Got another call here about secret undead models. Ooh.
Hey, guys. Antoine from Scarlet Crusade calling. I just wanted to let you know about a rumor that has been circulating the internet since BlizzCon. Apparently, there was some sort of leaked photo of some undead night elves and trolls as customization options for the new undead models. I'm not sure if there's any truth to this. I just heard it from some guys in my guild. But love the show. See ya.
I think we would have seen something. Yeah. I have not heard this or seen anything since or before or ever about this. That feels like a rumor your guild made up. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, because that sounds great. That sounds cool. Like the idea that I could be an undead. But we've talked about it on the show, in fact. We've said, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we were, you know, if you want to be an undead troll, you could be. That kind of fits in the lore right now with what's happened with the Forsaken.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you became undead from something,
right?
You were, but apparently it's all humans.
Maybe you were at the Wrathgate. Took a shot of that the green goo.
Yeah,
and now you're off running around like a troll with a bunch of skin.
But
and
now some races, and I wish Terpster was here because he would know. Some races are immune to this disease, correct?
Are they?
As far as I know.
Well, we know the humans aren't. We know the orcs aren't.
Yeah.
I wonder who is. Maybe the trolls. But
I'm pretty sure that there's some who cannot become undead.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know that.
Chat room probably knows. Terpster would know. My understanding is that that's the way it works. The new undead models are amazing, though.
Remember this?
Did you think we had forgiven?
Some good stuff, man. Mm-hmm. I miss that. Oh, I miss that putrid stuff. All right. Final call.
Yeah, you don't see any gnome undead.
No. And I don't want to see one. If you want the truth. All right. This last call is a friend at Blizzard.
It's Morgan Armian. Thank you.
Someone with a name you might all recognize, everybody. He's a very frequent face of Blizzard. You see him on blog posts and forum posts and met him at BlizzCon, perhaps. He's decided to call in and take us to task.
Okay.
So here it is, a call from Bashiok.
This is Bashiok, long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, listen, I don't know what you guys talked about on today's show yet, mostly because you're recording it right now while listening to me leave this message. But, you know, I'm sure you talked about Justin Bieber for half an hour. I'm sure you talked about Hearthstone for half the show, per usual. I'm sure you talked about human female model, boring. I talked about that blue chicken mount, you know, teaser, pay to win. I think you're probably missing the biggest topic, that we have two giant anniversaries this year. Warcraft as a series turns 20 years old, and World of Warcraft turns 10 years old. I haven't really heard you guys talk about what you'd like to see. I know I would like at least another male in my inbox, you know, telling me to go kill Deathwing again. But I'd like to hear what you guys want to see. You know, sky's the limit. What could Blizzard do to make this a really momentous celebration of the game Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. The actual Bashyak, by the way, because I got an email from him saying, hey, I sent you a thing. and he listens to the show sometimes.
Yeah,
even
we
in the
didn't
chat.
Talk about the El Pollo Grande, did we?
No, we didn't. The El Pollo Grande. Oh, that is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a giant chicken.
The giant chicken.
Great.
Finally. Finally.
So he I think, just hinted that, yes, there will be something awesome in our mailboxes. I think that's number one takeaway from that call.
Mm.
But I haven't really given much thought to this. I mean, usually the anniversary things are like a new pet that you can only get that way. Or, oh, gosh, remember the Blizzard Bear at 5 years or whatever it was?
Yeah.
They typically do that or a mount. If it's not at least a mount for a 10-year anniversary and a 20-year anniversary of the lore, I think that is bad news. It's got to be at least a mount of some awesomeness that we all can get for playing this game so long. Beyond that, I don't know. Free month of WoW time. Elite Torrent Chieftain card for everybody. If they didn't go to BlizzCon, I don't know. Some other stuff would be nice, but if it's not at least a mount this time and not just another pet, then I think they're really going to have words. Mm. So it's got to be an awesome, huge flying mount that can also ground mount in areas where you can't fly. It needs to be entirely badass, three-headed chicken man something model. I don't know what.
Well,
what would you add to the wish list?
What are you supposed to get for 10-year anniversaries and like, relationships like diamonds,
is that
something?
The diamond anniversary? I think it is.
So
yeah, so diamond, right. So big diamond,
like a diamond rocket.
Oh, like all see-through and sparkly.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Diamond rocket that can fly through walls.
That's great.
There you go.
How about
sky's the limit, right?
Yes. How about a ground mount that makes it look like that I'm in carbonite and I'm being hoverboarded across the land by one of those Lando Calrissian helper guys with the two the computer things on their heads. How about that?
There you go.
Have a little Star Wars in my.
How about Blizzard just trolls everybody and we just get a moose?
Oh, dude!
Bam! There you go.
That'd be great. A moose with Greg's face on it.
Also like to see. I mean, I like what he said about like got to go fight Deathwing again. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing some sort of a crazy kind of scenario that is just in there for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go in and it's like battle against the all stars type of thing, where it's like you just fight, like suddenly Arthas is on your side and you're back in time and you're fighting like Arthas versus Lich King.
Oh man.
I don't know. Just something
like a
that's
dream, like,
not like, even,
a, like as a drug in your mail and you take it with your friends and all five of you pour it into some twisted.
You know what I did the other day? I did Culling of Strathholm for the first time in a really long time.
Oh, wow, dude.
And it was so epic to see it again.
That's a cool thing.
Just to see that, you know, I remember how fun that was like the first time I did it.
Yep. Jaina on the hill just can't go with it. She just can't deal with what Arthas has going on.
Yeah. So I'd love to see some sort of retooling of some content like that where it's like, here's a little of this, a little of that, like a trip down memory lane.
Yep.
Scenario, you know, or something.
That scenario is really well represented in that Arthas book. If people haven't read that, that was a lot of fun to read that in detail and kind of get past the surface area sort of video gaminess of that encounter and get into the real emotion of what that was for him to go and clear all that out and essentially kill innocents because they're probably going to be infected. So we're going to make this really horrible, political decision to the detriment of his relationship with everyone. Like that was an intense thing to read.
I think Lou from chat room is correct. I think the traditional 10-year anniversary is tin or aluminium.
Oh, unibody MacBook for everybody who plays WoW then.
How about they just send us an aluminum bar in the mail?
That would be awesome. With just World of Warcraft engraved in it. Oh,
here you go.
Dude, shut up. That'd be amazing.
I really do want to see some kind of cool. The fact is, like, they have those scenarios in there now. Like, that's a thing they can do. Mm-hmm. So just queue up for this 10-year anniversary scenario and do something crazy.
Take that, Bashyak.
So fun.
You didn't think we have any good ideas, but I think that was pretty damn good. I like it. It's time for Drop of the Week.
The Drop of the Week.
This week's drop of the week, 6 real life things I learned in World of Warcraft. This was on lifehacker.com, site that I frequent. It's a fun little read. I think there's some truth in here. Both you and I kind of have an issue with the way it ended, but whatever. These are 6 real life lessons I learned from World of Warcraft. I'll give you the headlines, and if you check the show notes, you can read the entirety of it and where he's coming from. First one is the default way of doing something is rarely the most efficient.
Very true.
Yeah, it would speak to things like mods and, you know.
Yeah, mods and just remapping of your keys, mm-hmm. macros,
yep.
All that stuff.
Customize your world around you for better productivity, I think, is the lesson there.
Yeah, that's very true.
Next one is learn the local customs to advance quickly.
Mm.
Talking about, you know, not just the game world and the things that are happening in the world, but the culture of the players and the guild and the people around you so that you can best get where you want to go and help others do the same.
Mm-hmm. I agree with this one as well.
Yeah, it's pretty good. This one's a good one. Sometimes starting over is easier than you think. This is how I feel. I'll get a character to, like, you know, 50 something, get bored, go back to playing GURP for a bunch. And then I'll go back and go, I should really pick him up again. And it's just like, what was that ability? And where did I have that key? And how come I have that rotation? And oh, wait, the patch removed all that. The talents got reset. What changed? You know, there's kind of a weird, I don't remember how to do this problem when you pick up a character midway like that. And it's sometimes more fun to just go start a dude from scratch and level.
Well, the point that he makes as well is very cool, which is that you play through a whole game and sometimes you make some mistakes and then you play through again and you have that knowledge of those mistakes you made and you can do everything a little bit better.
Yeah. It's good.
So if you were to, like, if you apply that to, like, real life, like, let's say I start a new job, I actually take the lessons I learned in my old job and bring them in and I have a better beginning to it, a better, mm-hmm. you know, I'm actually, like, get from A to B in a more efficient fashion this time around.
You don't make the same mistakes twice, right?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I know that the Fell Reaver's there this mm-hmm, time mm-hmm. when I get there with my second character, yeah. you know, so.
Feign Death, that's the answer.
Yeah, Feign Death.
Let's see.
Roll Hunter this time.
Even you things go. You can, or even things you enjoy can be a grind is one thing you can learn here, I suppose. Not everything.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah, and this one I get to, I mean, real life, man, you grind.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know, I was grinding all the time.
Like sometimes when I wake up, I'm just like, oh my god, like I have to do laundry today, and I have to wash these dishes, and I have to somehow find time to wash my body and eat food. Oh my god,
one of these so has to many give. Just
menial tasks. Like all I want to do is just play video games instead.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to grind out life, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. But you got to, so you do it.
Yeah, you got it, and you do it.
It's selling fine. Things isn't that complicated. I don't know about this one.
Maybe.
That one depends.
Maybe.
I think it's too much of a simplification.
I'm not playing the auction house in regular life, although maybe I should be, because people who seem to do that do well.
Yeah, they do okay. The final one is learn when to let go, which is their way of saying, I don't want to pay $15 a month anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I agree with this one.
Well, this is a double-edged sword though as well, because there are things that in my life I've been like, all right, it's time to stop doing this.
Yeah.
And then later you're like, you know, I wish I'd stuck with that. That was pretty good.
Sure.
I could have pushed through the hard moments there and it could have turned out better.
Mine are mainly bad eating decisions that I have to try to curb.
Yeah.
You know, eating a whole bag of granola negates the power of eating granola. Like granola is good for you and can be in the doses that are appropriate, but sitting down and raiding and eating an entire bag of the stuff.
Yeah, sure.
That kind of didn't go.
Or like, pouring chocolate milk over it and then putting a bunch of chocolate chips in there.
Holy
and yeah.
Shite. that sounds pretty tasty, but yeah, after a bag of that, you're pretty much going to regret that for the next 3 days. So I get all that. I just think the equating things you need to give up in life and stop paying $15 a month for your WoW subscription are kind of not exactly analogous. That's all I mean.
Sure. What about you, Scott? What life lessons have you gotten from?
Oh gosh, that. Okay, here's one. That the whole concept of karma. Give good things, and good things will come your way.
Sure. Okay.
Work pretty well in a game like World of Warcraft. In other words,
if you're a nice guy, you
sort of pay it forward. Guy needs help with repair money, or he needs needs to go run something you've done a million times and might be a grind to you, but you're willing to do it again to help him out. Do old content with somebody because he wants an achievement. Being willing to kind of do those things and help people and answer real questions in trade chat when everyone else is being an ass. I think that it really pays dividends in the end, because you'll attract good people and you'll end up in better guilds and you'll have a better gaming experience. And mm-hmm. I think that's true in life.
Sure.
If you do all those things. So there's mine. What would yours be?
Okay. I think there's a few things I learned. If I were to go out to a restaurant with four of my friends, mm-hmm. That would be pretty fun. But if I were to just grab four strangers off the street and go to a restaurant, they'd all be douchebags.
yep.
Lesson learned. Yeah. Every new piece of gear I acquire will somehow make me stronger.
Yeah.
So if I'm feeling weak, I just go buy some new pants. There you go. Let's see. Always loot the body.
Always loot the body.
After you kill something, loot it.
Yeah.
You
can't let it just stay there and sparkle.
Yeah. Skin the animal and its body just disappears.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one too.
Yeah, I like that one. That's really helpful for, you know, hunters and stuff like that.
Every building I walk into, I already know the layout because mm-hmm. They're all the same.
I know. And you've learned this. If you take the bus, it isn't always going to go in a straight line to where you want to go. It's going to take a bunch of weird-ass detours. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to turn down a street for no reason.
We need to have something to do while I'm on there to keep myself occupied because it's going to take a while to get there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sometimes you got to kill the boss. Right. Kill the boss.
Right.
There you go.
And roll need for something with spirit on it if you're a hunter every time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everything that ever drops on the ground, if you're a hunter, that's yours.
Just roll for it.
Just try to get it.
Yeah. Come on. Did you understand?
Try to get it. Try to get everything.
Take that life lesson.
You need everything.
That's your drop of the week. And that is your quality World of Warcraft programming. With just enough Justin Bieber to piss that guy off, which I'm thrilled about. I want to thank everybody for listening. I also want to thank the folks over at GameTimeZone.com, where you can use the code WARCRAFT for 5% off any game time at GameTimeZone.com. And that's it, man. TAC, The Angry Chicken. What's going on with that? Chicken. Where can people find it?
They can find it there's several places. You can find it on iTunes, obviously. You can find it on amove.tv/TAC. You can also find it live every Monday on twitch.tv/amovetv. And we actually just started some forums now, too. So there are Amove forums. You can go there. You can talk about Hearthstone. You can do whatever you want. Should be tons of fun. People talking strategy and stuff like that. Mm. And you can also find me streaming. Just me personally on my own. Although last week it was me and Jocelyn, and Garrett stepped in for just a moment. Mm. We were doing, I don't know if you've ever done this, Scott, but it's very fun. You do random deck Hearthstone games against your friends. So basically you pick a class, say I'm done building the deck, but before you put any cards in it, and the game will say, oh, your deck doesn't have 30 cards. Do you want us to finish it for you? And you say yes, and then it finishes it with a bunch of random cards. And some cards make sense, and most of them don't. So you end up with really fun decks and weird games. So we did a bunch of that on Friday. It was really good times. So
good.
Yeah, so check me out there. That's Willy Dills SF on Twitch.
Nice. Very nice indeed. Terpster will be back. Maybe not next week. I don't know. I got to figure out when his wedding is. Something's going on there, but I should be sending him
a gift. Oh, dude, my mug came.
Oh, good.
And it's chipped.
Oh,
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Where? On the lip?
Yeah. Just like one little chunk. Just it was like everything.
Damn it!
I know.
We can't win for losing.
Like, it's like such a pain in the ass because it got sent back. I wonder if like
first the FBI fact
that
it had like...
to travel so much in that little box, like it just too much time. Too much. You know, just too many opportunities for chippage, and it
makes me sad. Yeah.
It's all good though. It's still sitting prominently on my desk because it's still kind of like a nice little mantelpiece.
Wonder how Terpster will do by the time he gets it.
Yeah,
it's shattered probably. We'll see what we can do about
shipping
that.
Mugs is tough.
It is hard. It's hard, yeah. Man. It's not.
I've only ordered a mug through the internet one time, and I think I did have to return it and get another one.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Well, I would like to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, everyone, for checking us out. Our friends at Alpha Geek Radio at alphageekradio.com are doing an Indiegogo campaign to improve some of their hardware and some of the stuff they're doing over there for us for the live audio stream that some people enjoy. I'd like to point your attention to that. That's easily found over there at alphageekradio.com. You can get details and find out how you can support that campaign because it definitely helps us here on The Instance.
Yep. Angry Chicken's on there, too.
Yeah. Does a great job for all of us. Been a big, nice, expansive growth for him, and I'm excited for him. Leave reviews on iTunes and other podcast directories for us. We love that. Thanks to Paul Swickard, our intern. Our forum show notes, archives, and more are maintained over theinstance.net. You can find that mug I talked about, hopefully chip-free, at theinstance.net/store. There's a store link right there on the site, so you can go check it out. Find us on Twitter, Instance Show for the show, Willie Dills for Dills, me at Scott Johnson, and Terpster, of course, at @_T. You can find more great shows just like this one at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us, for me, for Dills, for the nervously almost married Terpster. We'll see you next time.
Go get him, Terpster.
Yeah.
Know that now that you've accomplished this great task, you can come to me and identify your items for free. I will paint my face like a bird!
Hi, Jinx, land prince in hot water. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. Stormwind's Prince Anduin Rin has often been known to rebel against his father's authority, and it is this good boy, bad boy reputation that has made him the object of many young maidens' romantic fantasies. But the prince may have pushed his luck too far when he was arrested by the city guard early yesterday morning while drag racing Mechanostriders down on the Stormwind docks. Worse still, he was observed to be extremely inebriated at the time, and sources tell ODN that many fear he has become addicted to the medicinal herbs that he's been taking during his recovery from his horrible experiences in Pandaria. Bad boy or not, Anduin is still heir to the throne, so no one was surprised when the king had him bailed out of the stockade in short order. ODN has learned that the prince is being shipped off to a druidic rehab clinic in Moonglade to both get him out of sight and to get him clean. However, this clinic has a controversial reputation. It practices a form of aversion therapy where the patient is subjected to low-grade poisoning by stinging insects and spiny plants. It looks like Anduin faces a choice. Kick the herbs, or suffer continued torment from beavers. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at overlydramaticnews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Have fun storming the Buxley. Welcome to Buxley's Journal. In my travels around Pandaria, I've noticed there are many more types of monkeys known as the Hozen than people I've previously thought. I'm making this list in hopes that I can do further research on all of them. There are Dozen Hozen, who sleep a lot. There are Philosophers, who are the Supposen Hozen. There are Hozen that live in the peaks of mountains. They're called the Frozen Hozen. There are Hozen that are healers. Those are the Chosen Hozen. There are Botanists, who are called Rosen Hozen. There are Hozen that want you to take their pictures. Those are Posen Hozen. I've even found an elite group of 12 bold, ancient Hozen that have been thawed out in times of trouble and then put back into deep freeze again until they're needed once more. They're known as the Dozen Wizened Brazen Refrozen Hozen. I'm going to have to look around for some more. Until then, if you want to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Hello friends, Frosty again. Welcome to Reputation Boost, helping you gain that all-important reputation in the World of Warcraft. This week, we take another trip back through the Dark Portal and join forces with the Chitauri Skyguard. Starting to gain reputation with the Skyguard is as simple as being recruited by Eula in Shattrath City. Soon enough, you'll be killing mobs and doing quests all over for them. Eventually, you'll run out of quests and have to resort to daily quests to gain reputation. This will take you about a month, give or take, to reach Exalted, though. To get around this, you can use the repeatable quests around Skedas to reach Exalted in less than a day. This is done by farming Skedas enemies for Shadow Dust, turning that in to get Elixirs of Shadows, then killing the time-lost mobs that you can now see until you have 10 time-lost scrolls. Next, use those to summon each of the 4 mini-bosses around Skedas, and turn in their quest items to get the time-lost offering. Summon and defeat Tarok. Repeat until Exalted. Reaching Exalted will allow you to purchase the Nether Ray flying mounts, the Nether Ray pet, and give you the achievement Flying High over Skedas. We'll be back next week with another tip. If you have a faction you would like to learn more about, leave us a comment. Until then, watch out for those monstrous Kaliri, and may the light be with you.
Celebrity Murloc Theater.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that everyone knows. What do murlocs say? What do murlocs say? What do murlocs say? What do murlocs say?
Get your dose of Celebrity Murloc Theater on Azeroth Roundtable. Find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or azerothroundtable.blogspot.com.
Oh, Aludra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage. You know, Aludra, I was thinking.
Oh, no.
Why don't we actually have any rainbow jellyfish as battle pets?
I don't know, Ben. Why?
Well, I actually have a theory for that. What if the jellyfish of Azeroth are actually complete sentient beings? I mean, if you think about it...
So, if you'd like to hear even more Ben theories, you know, that actually fit into an allotted time frame, then tune into Battle Pets, episode 38. Ben has a theory.
Dungeon, Neptalon is completely gone. We never hear from him again. What if the jellyfish actually are conspiring to kill him, steal his powers, and take
over the entire
oceans
of Azeroth? Okay, seriously, I don't know what he's on, but I think he stole it from me.
I know what you might be thinking. How can jellyfish possibly communicate like that? Easily, by touching tentacles. They're psychic! How come nobody knows this?
Oh my god!
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrass. I'm your host, EFinkG4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft.
This week's achievement is for the Swarm. The goal here is to defeat Commander Tel'vrek without killing any Xanthic Swarmers in the assault on the Xanvii scenario. That is a tongue twister. Okay, so basically what we want to do here is we want to kill the boss and let the adds that he summons stay alive, those little Swarmers. We could still attack these Swarmers, we just don't want to kill them. I suggest maybe some crowd control, or bring a good healer and heal through it. Why not do both? Have a good healer, have your tank doing his tank, and have your DPS guy focusing on that boss and keeping up on some of those Swarmers and CCN, just a few to, you know, make it a little bit easier on your healer. Basically, that's all you gotta need to do. Focus all your dots on the boss, let those adds that he summons, the Swarmers, let them stay alive, and you'll get the achievement for the Swarm and 10 points.
Be sure to visit slashgrats.com for notes and archives. Twitter, @Slashkratz, or me, @EFinkG4. We're on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, Grizzly Bays here for the Azeroth Shopping Network. Tired of waiting for Warlords of Draenor content? I know I was. Luckily, here at the Azeroth Shopping Network, we can help. Due to some freakish rip in the space-time continuum, or the twisting nether, or maybe Chromie just got drunk, we have a limited number of genuine Iron Horde Sky Reavers. For you role players, you have no idea what the Iron Horde is because it hasn't happened yet. But trust us, this steampunk chimera will make you the envy of all your friends. It flies. It runs. It does loop-de-loops using its twin afterburner cannons mounted conveniently near its methane exhaust port. It even slices and dices and makes julienne fries. How much would you pay for this time-traveling alternate dimension should have been the next expansion's collector's edition mount? $100? $200? Your firstborn child? No! For just one easy payment of $25 or three complicated payments of $10.73 to the ASN in-game store, this two-headed terror could be yours. So what are you waiting for? Get your genuine, once-in-a-lifetime Iron Horde Sky Reaver today!
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Malgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is... I heard our war chief is forming a new horde. What exactly is wrong with the old horde? I would like to reassure everyone that there is no reason to replace the current horde. Unfortunately, War Chief Hellscream watched one too many late-night infomercials and foolishly committed himself to a timeshare on Pandaria. Too embarrassed to admit he had just signed up for this boondoggle, he dug up the Vale of Eternal Blossoms looking for enough trillium ore to pay for it, and invented some crazy story about needing the space to start a new horde with some stinky old godheart he found festering away in a mine. Do not worry about the new horde. According to the goblin law firm of Chopper Crash, Goldsqueeze, and Sullivan, the warranty has not yet run out on our present horde. New horde is just a silly fad that will pass away into obscurity. Remember new Kaja Cola? I am Miss Malgrath, and that is my advice. Hakamagosh!
Follow @MissMulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.